And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur has been playing hooky for probably 2 weeks, avoiding our conversation, avoiding our connection. So he finally decided to come in from the beautiful weather in New York City to talk to us on the radio show.
Mike, I'm here for you always. You know that. I'm sitting in the studio just waiting for the magic of radio to connect us. How have you been?
It is amazing how many connection problems we can have. But, of course, you're in New York. I'm in Las Vegas. The upload is in Vero Beach, Florida. The satellite goes out from Colorado Springs, Colorado. So even when we don't have people like the guy from the Mayo Clinic who is on, or from Gary Ginsberg or Joe Galuski, who are all in different cities, it's amazing how good a job Sonar and the crew is able to do and keep us all connected. But now, tell us about stupid connections. Why teenagers, after melanoma treatment, go back to tanning beds?
This is just an amazing story, Mike. Can you imagine if you have a cancer that happens to be caused by something like the sunshine, or lung cancer caused by cigarette smoking? Can you imagine continuing the behavior that caused the problem? I actually can't. But apparently many, many young girls who have been diagnosed with melanoma, which is growing by leaps and bounds because of tanning salons and dangerous behavior, and in this case the dangerous behavior is lying on the beach. Well, over a quarter of those people continue to go out without sunscreen even after getting their diagnosis.
So this is a group, they get a cancer relating to tanning, they go out on the beach without wearing suntan.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Do they think they've had it all, or do they think they don't have a genetic predisposition to it? What's the thoughts behind this?
I don't know what the thoughts are. However, they have done some studies on this, Mike, and we've talked about the tanorexics, you know, these people who just can't get enough of the sun and punish their bodies to the point where they age prematurely and get these cancers. These people, they've actually put them in these machines called single photon emission computed tomography. Can you say that one fast? The SPECT scans. And they can light up areas of the brain that are associated with certain pleasure centers. And it turns out that people who tan like that, who continue to go out in the tan, are more likely to, I guess, to have those areas of the brain light up that also light up with opioids. That means like morphine addiction. So there's something to this that's not just psychological, Mike, but there's a physical component to this type of behavior. And people get a feeling of well-being going into the sun. Some people, not everybody. When I go into the sun more than about 20 minutes, I feel lousy. Like any dog, I climb out of the sun and go into the shade. But then again, I don't like the taste of alcohol, so who knows? It's an interesting phenomenon, but certainly the most rapidly rising group of people that are getting melanomas are young women, and this has to end. We talked last week just very briefly about states beginning to regulate tanning salons. New Jersey just did, and a few states around the country have done this, and it's necessary because of exactly studies like this. And you know, there's a lot of people, you know, I'm fairly...
So what would you do, God forbid, if this was a patient of yours who got a basal cell cancer or melanoma, you took out the melanoma, and then comes back and you see her very well, shall we say, tanned again?
Well, you know, I give them a lecture. But, you know, a lecture from me is only a little bit more helpful than a lecture from parents, right? You know, the kids just turn off their parents. They often turn off their doctors also, but maybe a little less likely. But that's okay. I give them the lecture, and I talk to them and tell them about the consequences and what happens if they get another one. Because as you and I know, if you have one, you are significantly more likely to have a second melanoma. So that's why you really want to live with sunscreen every day of the year, an SPF 15 at least, on exposed areas. And when you go to the beach, it is an SPF 30. And I like to think
oxide. Speaking of that, you have some new skin stuff available. Do you have something we should put on every day, like something for daytime?
Yes, exactly. That's the name of it, daytime. Although that one, Mike, that is my sunscreen for daily use, and that will be available June 1st. Here we are in April now. We've got two creams, two things ready, the soap and the night cream. But
the soap is called Clean Time, T-Y-M-E.
T-H-Y-M-E, because it has time in it, which is a great antioxidant.
T-H-Y-M-E.
Time.
Joshi, I don't know how to spell time.
Well, you know, as long as you can say it, that's all I care about. But, yeah, those products, the first two are ready, and the next one will be ready June 1st with the sunscreen in it. Very, very important to put it on every single day of the year, and not just very light-skinned people, Mike. You and I both know that people with color to the skin do have some innate protection, but not enough, and people of Mediterranean descent and African-Americans still need sunscreen. And a lot of people think they do not. If they have darker skin, they do.
So any kind of skin, you need sunscreen, and you want to put it on, and you want to put enough on. You told me it's got to be 1 millimeter thick.
Just about that. So here's the rule of thumb for as we head into maybe a little bit of sunny.
And this will
season.
Be our tip of the week, since we aren't going to get a tip of the week in.
Okay, so remember those bottle caps? They don't have too many anymore, but bottle caps on bottles of soda or beer, right? So you want to take a bottle cap, and the amount of sunscreen that fills a bottle cap is what you need for your face. Okay, so it's actually half of a bottle cap for your face, and a whole bottle cap for each arm, and two bottle caps for each leg and thigh, and two bottle caps for the front of you, and two for the back, which you have to get someone to apply for you. So it's the bottle cap.
Now, half a bottle cap for the face.
That's enough to spread and give you the SPF that is on the label. And that's very important, because a lot of people put
on... So the real age tip of the week, use enough, and that's half a bottle cap for the face.
Mm-hmm.
It is for the leg, for the thigh and legs, it is two bottle caps for each leg.
Mm-hmm. One for the arm.
For the front body, it is two bottle caps.
Yep.
For the back of you, and you have to have someone else, it's two bottle caps. The only thing we didn't cover is the arms.
No, the arms are one. The arms are one bottle
each.
Cap each arm. That's right.
And so, that is the real age tip of the week. If you do that, you get the SPF that you're supposed to get from that lotion. And remember to always use something with at least SPF 15 every day, rain or shine.
And that's your tip of the week.
And that's the real age tip of the week. We ought to play the music now to say thank you. But in any case, thank you for listening. And remember, you can go to @ClevelandClinic if you want to pledge for the Keep Memory Alive benefit, which supports the Cleveland Clinic LuRuvo Center for Brain Health. And thank you, Sonar, for great engineering, and you for listening. We'll be back with a live show next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.